Settle the furrows thereof. You make it soft with showers. You bless the springing thereof. You crown the year with thy goodness, and your paths drop fatness. That so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness.
Amen.
Let's pray.
To you, O Lord, we lift up our souls. O our God, in you we trust. Let us not be put to shame. Let not our enemies exult over us. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. Make us to know your ways, O Lord. Teach us your paths. Lead us in your truth and teach us. For you are the God of our salvation. For you we wait all day long. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from old. Remember not the sins of our youth or our transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember us for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. Great God and Father of Jesus, today we lift our souls to you. You are our help in all times. We lean into you, and you wrap your arms around us and hold us up. Because of your strength, we do not stumble or fall. What can we say? We have no words to express our wonder. For some reason known only to you, the Father and the Spirit, you chose us to be yours, inheritors of your gracious love. So we, your people, now come to you to stand before you without fear to make our petitions. We lift to your throne the church, this little outpost in Troy. Strengthen us to fulfill the mandate you have given us. Make us to be light and salt to those around us. Watch over the elders and deacons as we minister to your people. Give us wisdom and compassion in our work. Help us to do nothing from rivalry or vain conceit, but in humility count others more significant than ourselves. Let us look to the interests of the flock and not to our own. That Oakwood Bible Church would be a springboard for you to use in bringing to life those who from the foundation of the world have been chosen by you for salvation. Watch over our congregation, especially those who are struggling with health issues, those who because of their age are not as strong as they once were. Be especially near to each, giving them your comfort and peace. Give us the strength to bear up under the trials that you have sent. Give us the strength and insight to take the battle right to the gate of the enemy and make us overcomers and conquerors in your kingdom for your glory. Remember Gary Biette's sister, especially Diane Sampson, who has been diagnosed with cancer. Have mercy on her, O Lord. We lift up to you the CRVC and thank you for the presbytery meeting that just took place this week. Thank you for Pastor Jim's safe travels. May the CRVC and the local churches be strengthened because of these meetings and the decisions that were made. Keep us and our denomination on the right path for the sake of your people and the spread of the gospel. We lift to you this world, your world that is struggling under the weight of the coronavirus. Give the local, national, and world leaders the knowledge and wisdom needed to navigate through this. We know that nothing happens outside of your control. So we know that this crisis will be used to bring about your intended ends for your glory and honor. May we, your people, live and act appropriately during this time. Father, you have called us together to your house. You have consecrated us and forgiven us. You have washed us with your word. Let your joy arise in our heart as we come to your table and be fed by you. With joy and expectation, we now rise to pray the prayer that you have taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church. And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name. Holy, holy. Seated.
Time now, I'd like to ask the communion stewards to come forward as we prepare to celebrate the fulfillment of the peace offering in our Lord Jesus Christ, and we extend our peace to each and every single one of you. And this is a table where the peace of God abides and is distributed. Our Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Our God and our Father, we give thanks for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. Father God, bless this bread that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully through our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray, amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." supper, he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood that's poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed and refreshed us at this your table. Strengthen us in faith toward you and in fervent love one toward another, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.